It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Every week we meet at this time to give you information about the world of real estate. Shane Mast from Oregon Life Homes is on. Shane, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do we want to focus on in our segment this morning?
Oh, mainly just the what the market's doing both seasonally and then just the 10-year cycle of ups and downs of real estate. We're pretty normal, really. It's about that time. You know, our last peak, of course, before this cycle was 2008. And usually about every 10 to 12 years, you get a real estate cycle. So it's no surprise that we're in one. Now, the reason we're in one, surprising, is we're in a down cycle because of the rates. And it's 100% affected by rates. And we did hit 8% for your average conventional this past week. You know, that's the highest, obviously, since 2003. So what's surprising, though, Kyle, is you would think that the people would kind of quit buying, but that's not really the case. You know, there's still been quite a few properties go under contract. In fact, there's over 100 have gone under contract in our county just this month.
Well, and obviously, there's a definite shortage of housing, and so a lot of people are looking in spite of what they've got to pay.
Yeah, exactly. And what's starting to go down, which is closings. So there's only been 70 closings so far in Douglas County. So it's one thing to get pending. So pending is when somebody accepts an offer, but that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, those 100 deals are all going to close, you know, the next month and into December. We're actually seeing a lot of homes go under contract, but then the buyer backing out for one reason or another. More than I've seen in my 11-year career, I haven't seen this many. I would say as many as one out of three or one out of four are pending deals are terminating.
Any idea why that is?
I think it's just so volatile. The payment is shocking. You know, when we just had a kid yesterday, a kid, I always call people that are younger than me kids, but he's in his 30s. But he looking at a house around $300,000, which at 5% interest with his loan program, it would have been $1,780. That's, you know, all in. That's your taxes, insurance, principal. And right now, at 7.8%, his payment would be $2,450 on a $300,000 house. So just in the last year, his payment is $700 more for the exact same house at the exact same price. And that's why, you know, some people are getting him under contract, and then they're really thinking about, do I really want to spend that much a month right now?
Well, I imagine that could be a deal breaker for some folks.
It is, and it's a deal breaker for a lot of people. What we're seeing is people starting to get creative. The one thing you can do is wait, of course. If that payment is too much, the fundamentals of buying haven't changed, in my opinion. And to me, the fundamental of buying is, can you afford the payment? And then I always tack on, and be able to put money away for savings in case of an emergency. And if you can't do that, you know, at the $2,400 a month for a $300,000 house, I would say do not buy a house right now. I know it sounds weird coming from a realtor, but we're not in the business of trying to get people to overstretch themselves and not be able to make their payment or have a quality of life because we got them into a house.
I imagine for people who can operate on cash purchases, then it's real advantageous right now because they don't really have to worry about the whole interest rate issue.
I think, yeah, and we're having about 35 to 40% some months are all our cash sales. I think if you've got cash right now, you're the only one that's happy about the market because they don't have a lot of competition and they're able to negotiate prices down because they are cash and things have been staying on the market over 70 days. And, yeah, a cash buyer comes into a property that's been listed for 70 days, 80 days, and that seller is pretty happy about it. So, yeah, 100%. If you've got cash, you're in a whole different ball game because you don't have to worry about those crazy payments. Now, if you can buy with a loan right now and afford the payments, which a lot of people can't, but if you can, it's probably a great time to buy for you, because if you can afford those payments, we don't know how long the rates are going to be up. But if you go the other direction with that $300,000 house, if you can afford $2,400 a month, and then you can refi it down to $1,700 a month in 2-3 years, you got the house for $300,000, where when the rates do go down, lots of buyers are going to come back into the market. It's going to push prices up. So in 3 years, that $300,000 house is likely going to be $350,000 to $360,000. And so you'd be ahead if you can buy it now, but if you can't afford it, it's just not smart to do.
Now, this time of year, outside of the interest rate question, do things begin to slow down a bit?
Yeah, it always slows down in the fall through the winter, with the exception of 2020 and 2021. It did a little bit, but that was an anomaly to, like, years that weren't normal. But almost always, even last year at this time, it slowed down significantly. Of course, the rates had hit 6 for the first time, and we thought that was outrageous. Now around 8. But it always slows down around this time. For one thing, there's no daylight. I mean, hardly any daylight. Pretty soon it's going to be getting dark at 5 o'clock when people are getting off of work. And then, you know, the weather also isn't great for going out and looking at property. So, yeah, and activities, school activities and things like that. So we always get a slowdown. In fact, the lowest last year we got in sales was January. So January we had 84 closed sales in this last winter in Douglas County. And that was the lowest since 2015. So it was a pretty brutal winter, and we're expecting it to be just as brutal. And when I say brutal, I mean not very many sales. You know, getting 80 sales in a month when there's almost 400 realtors, that's not very many.
Now, what is inventory like at the moment for people that are looking?
It's getting higher, but not high enough. So we're looking at around 400 homes for sale on the market on any given day, but we've kind of been stuck there for over a month. It'd be nice if we had something like 1,000 houses on the market to give people more chance, but that's the reason prices aren't going up. There's just not enough houses on the market to drive prices down. There's not enough competition where sellers are having to compete against each other to get their price. So until that happens, because there's only like a 2% difference between prices today and prices a year ago, even though the payment has gone up, you know, significantly over, in our example of $300,000, over $700 it's gone up. But the prices themselves, you would think that would put downward pressure on houses, and it should, but it just hasn't happened yet. We need more inventory to push the prices down.
And for people getting ready to sell a house, what are a couple things you can remind them to get it ready?
In the winter, you definitely got to worry about cooling, water, mud, those kind of things. Just trying to get your house to look nice, and doing that in Oregon in the winter is difficult. But if you have to sell in the winter, that's what I'd most worry about, is weather and having people get good curb appeal if you have to sell in the winter. That's why most people like to sell in the spring and the summer, because, one, there's more buyers out, but, two, it's much easier to make your house look presentable when the sun's out.
Now, if people want more information, how do they get connected with your agents?
Yeah, always you can call us at 541-391-4945. If you can't remember that number, just Google Oregon Life Homes, and you'll go right up to our office webpage.
Shane Mast, Oregon Life Homes, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me.